Plymouth is a pretty small town, and there aren't too many people here who haven't heard of Doug DeCenzo. Downtown on Main Street, a few days after his death, it was obvious, talking to people who live here, that Doug made a lasting impression.
People that knew him said that he was a great kid, a very intelligent, a polite person, very respectful. So it's very sad. It really is, you know.
At Plymouth High School, former teachers and coaches remember him as Dougie.
He stood out as a gentleman even when he was 8, 9 years old. You know, he was just one of those kids, and he did it just so naturally and so gracefully that you knew he was going places. You knew that he was going to have high hopes and aspirations.
That's guidance counselor Norm LeBlanc. He was Doug's Little League baseball coach and watched him grow up to become a model high school student.
I picture a kid that never stopped smiling. He was a bundle of energy. Not a big kid. My guess is probably 5'7". I don't even think he knew he was small. You know? And everyone loved Doug. He had a lot of poise, character, and humility. You know, he had all of those great characteristics that, you know, make people great. And he had them at a young age. You know, this is so tragic.
DeCenzo was senior class president, captain of his football and wrestling teams, and a strong student who took mostly advanced placement classes. When he graduated in 1995, his classmates voted him teacher's pet and most likely to succeed. DeCenzo's stepfather, Mark Brzezinski, says after high school, Doug went on to become an even better man.
I don't think that they knew him for the last 10 years. In everything he was for the first 20 years, he just got better, a lot better, each and every year. So what you hear about him here in town is just the beginning.
Doug's mom, Kathy Crane, says when they were looking at colleges, West Point was her older son's first choice.
He liked Annapolis, but when we got to West Point, he was like, this is it. And he was hooked. Mm-hmm. Would not apply to one other school. Even though we tried, you know, it's like, just apply to a few and then you'll have a choice. December 1st, he got this beautiful...
With the big package.
Big package in the mail saying, I'm accepted, and he was very happy. It never went, you know, any further. He never went anyplace else.
DeCenzo rose up the ranks quickly after he graduated from West Point in 1999. When he got married, his mom says the couple came home to New Hampshire for their wedding. For their honeymoon, Doug took his new wife, Nicole, hiking in the Presidential Mountain Range.
He said, Nick, it's not hard. We're just going to go up to Madison Hut, over to Lake of the Clouds. And he goes, it's just hopping on rocks. And that's when she started swearing, I've never seen so many freaking big boulders in my whole life. He said it was going to be a walk in the park, kind of walk in the ridge.
Doug's military career took him from a brief stint in Alaska to Germany, where he became company commander in the 1st Armored Division. One of his mom's favorite stories about Doug comes from a recent trip to Germany to meet her new grandson, Dakin.
We went to visit, and he says, we're going to walk to dinner. It's just over the hill. Now we're in downtown Heidelberg, a little bit of snow on the ground. We traipsed 3 miles, at least.
Up the side of a mountain,
over fields, to this farmhouse that was the most unbelievable restaurant. It was off the charts. And that was so Doug, and we just laughed about that. That was great. Gee, Doug, let's go out to dinner.
It's just a little hike.
Yeah, oh, just a little hike.
That was one of the last visits Kathy and Mark had with Doug. They saw him one more time last August before he shipped out to Kuwait, where he and his company waited on ready reserve for 3 months. Kathy says Doug was anxious to get to Iraq, where he was in charge of about 130 enlisted men. When he called home from there, he only talked about the positive things he was seeing and doing.
They were doing so much good over here. He goes, you should just see it. He goes, what's been built. And he really felt they were making a difference with the kids. He goes, it's the kids are the future of Iraq.
And he said that most of Iraq is not what you see in the news.
No, that's Baghdad.
That's Baghdad, and it's the slums of Baghdad, or yeah, the wrong Baghdad, section of yeah, Baghdad. Yeah. Most people are supportive. They like the troops. The only thing he didn't like about being in Iraq was he's away from his son and his wife.
Kathy says Doug thought of himself as a professional who did his job no matter what. He didn't say a lot about his personal politics, and regardless of their beliefs, his family stood behind him.
You know, you bring your kids up to make their own choices, and you support them in what they do, no matter what they choose. And along the way, you might disagree with them. You might not think it's the best choice at the time, but no, you support them 120%.
Kathy says she and her family have received overwhelming support from their community.
It's just unbelievable. People have been at our doors for 3 days. The phone's been ringing off the hook. Governor Lynch called, you know, Judd Gregg called, giving home phone numbers and cell numbers and everything. So it is overwhelming. I guess the sad part is, couldn't it be reversed? Couldn't we feel all that support while the soldiers are over there doing their jobs every day versus after the fact? You know, I mean, it's making us feel wonderful. It's just one of those things to say. I hope they felt that.
Doug DeCenza wanted to be a career soldier, but he was also a homebody, and his mom says he eventually hoped to move his family back to New Hampshire.
He said, I'm going to do 20 years, and then I'll probably come home and teach. You know, that was going to be his next life.
Teach what?
Probably would have been high school history. Think of this. He's been all over the world. He's been gone from here for 10 years, and where does he want to come back to? Here.
Doug's family got the call about his death in the middle of the afternoon one day last week. They're planning services for Sunday in Plymouth, according to what Doug requested.
But he wanted a military send-off.
Rifle salute and...
taps. But then he wanted a celebration of his life. He wanted people to get together and have a party.
So we're celebrating him through a memorial. We're having different people speak from different points of his life.
Doug liked to brew beer, so after his service, he wanted everyone to meet someplace fun, have drinks, and share memories. Doug DeCenza was 30 years old. He's survived by his father, Larry, his mother, Kathy, and stepfather, Mark, his brother, Dan, his wife, Nicole, and their 16-month-old son, Dakin. Before he died, Doug videotaped himself reading stories, so his son will always be able to see him and hear his voice. For NHPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen.